Now, part two of our interview with Brian Winter of Winter Livestock and CattleUSA.com. You have your famous King of the Ring contest coming up Saturday, July 30th, and your 86th anniversary sale on August 3rd.
Yeah, we've got a big week. It's really turned into a nice marketing opportunity. It's been difficult this year with the drought, guys trying to hold on, and we're just hoping we haven't damaged the grass too much. But us specifically, yeah, it's a big week. We've got our Hall of Fame sale at Pratt. We have about 5,000 there. Our video auction, in-house video auction, High Plains, and 7,000 on that on Friday. Then Saturday will be King of the Ring. There'll be 10 outstanding auctioneers from across the country will be here. Big cash prize that we'll have. We have 6 judges. And this is all live with the feeder cattle. About 8,000 cattle Saturday. So we'll just go in and out. We'll be done by 3 o'clock probably. The weather's cooperating.
Then let the party begin.
Then we'll
right?
crown the, yeah, we'll crown the win, the King of the Ring that afternoon. And it's all going to be on our YouTube channel. We'll be live on that as well as CattleUSA.com. So we'll get that out. Last year, I think we had 2,000 people in CattleUSA watching it, so it was kind of neat. So it's a big deal for our area, and our producers have really topped the cattle. You know, they kept the cream for this sale. We'll go into our anniversary sale. We kind of split this King of the Ring into 2 days because it was so popular, and we'll have 6,000 on Wednesday for our 86th anniversary sale. Yeah, it's just a big, fun week, and then that rolls right into God City Days, which big PRCA rodeo starts. Wednesday goes through Sunday. The town's full. There's all kinds of things coming. Epic. So it's just a really good time.
Epic. Now, Brian, Winter Livestock owns and put CattleUSA online. Tell us about the early days of CattleUSA and how it came to be. And are you a techie, or do you have people for that?
Originally, Mark and I were kind of techie, but it's way past us now.
Right.
So our first thoughts were just going to remote bidder sites in Nebraska, where a lot of the feed yards were, and then other parts of Kansas, and that was point-to-point technology, very, very expensive, and you had to have T1s and all that stuff. So we kind of sat on it for a few years, and then the technology to broadcast the sales caught up. Our original plan was kind of just for our own barns, but we felt like the industry needed it as well. So it's a really low-cost option for livestock auctions to get instantaneous bidding and exposure, and it has a lot of other features along with it as well. It's really been, I mean, to me, the ring scale was an innovation. Internet broadcasting for livestock auctions was an intervention that's just as crucial in today's marketplace to get transparency and exposure.
This special report brought to you by Torrington Livestock, Lemon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, Creighton Livestock, Crawford Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, and Presho Livestock.